Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Total Information AM.
It's over!
But wait.
We're going to overtime!
It's Total Information AM Overtime.
Overtime!
On KMOX.
KMOX News Time is 8:32, and we have a full house here in Studio B. I'm Debbie Monterey, along with Charlie Brennan, Tom Ackerman, Roger Brand, and Scott Fawn of the Missouri Times and Clayton Times. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Morning.
All in our places with bright, shiny faces, right?
Long time no see, Debbie. How are you?
I am fantastic. It's a little cloudy out there this morning, though.
It is a little cloudy, a little cold.
Could use some sunshine.
I'll give you a little sunshine. How about Marcel Ozuna? How about that for some sunshine?
That's
Christmas
fun to
miracle.
Say.
Marcel Ozuna. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, isn't it? As the Cardinals have been pretty aggressive trying to make a move here. So that deal should be finalized once he passes a physical, and then they'll announce that. And he's a big man, big hitter, good fielder, gold glove left fielder. And that's a pretty good looking outfield right now with Pham, Fowler, and Ozuna.
Well, I'm sorry, go on, Scott.
It was really hard to enjoy Christmas after not making the playoffs, and we hadn't really got anybody, and now finally Christmas season can begin.
And it's just beginning, too, because they're looking for a closer, and they have been in numerous reports, and they've said it themselves that they would be looking maybe for a second bat. And so they've been connected to Manny Machado of the Orioles. According to Ken Rosenthal this morning, they're pushing hard for Josh Donaldson of the Blue Jays, trying to get them engaged in some trade talks. So it's going to get very interesting today down at the winter meetings.
And if you do like baseball, and I know many people do, Bob Costas just texted me. He's going to join us at 10:20 this morning.
Outstanding. He was on last night with Chris Raby and Mike Claiborne, who are doing a terrific job in Orlando, and just so happy for Bob. He is just one of the great human beings and great talents ever to come out of this city. And KMOX alum, as we have many of them in the Hall of Fame, and more to come. Joe Buck will get in one of these days as well.
All right, KMOX News Time is 8:34, and we do have some breaking news this morning. We do have Michael Calhoun on the scene of shooting, somebody taking shots at police officers. And again, it's still a situation that we're trying to figure out exactly what's going on. So he'll be joining us in just a few minutes. And speaking of deals being finalized, the FCC is expected to finalize plans. This has been huge news for a lot of people and completely under the radar and out of people's minds for millions of Americans. And that would be net neutrality. I think it's something that a lot of people don't even necessarily know what it is, but they may soon, if some of the ill effects of this come to fruition, as those who are fighting to keep net neutrality are saying. Just to lay the groundwork here, in the United States, we pay about twice what many other nations spend on their internet service. So we pay twice as much for our internet, but it's eight times slower than the rest of the world. So there's that. The FCC chairman is a former executive of Verizon, an internet provider. The internet providers in this country swear they will not raise our rates or throttle or do anything untoward. And I guess we have no choice but to believe them. But a new study actually shows that 83% of Americans who know what net neutrality is don't approve of the FCC repealing net neutrality, and that includes 3 out of 4 Republicans. So let's start with Scott Fawn. What do you think is the real impetus behind this? Is it promoting business or just helping hand for businesses?
Yeah, I think that sometimes you have the fox, you know, watching the hen house with some of these things, and this is why you have government regulators that come in and look over these things. Yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing to set a stable, and I don't know that the media consolidation has always been the best. And if you don't think the distribution companies are part of the media business, I don't think you're really looking at it in real time. I mean, this is a First Amendment issue, and this is very much part of how Americans will get their news and information is based off of things like net neutrality and the people that distribute the news. It's almost as powerful as the people that create the content.
Well, I think the content providers all should be streamed, and the information and access to them should be equal as we have right now. I don't like it. I don't like a future where, let's say, an internet service provider will have a deal with Twitter or Facebook to stream their content faster than others. The good side is, addressing Debbie's point that we now pay double what other people pay in other countries, there's the possibility some Americans will get discounts. They'll be able to get, let's say, a package from an internet service provider, maybe Gmail and just Facebook, possibly Twitter, nothing else, and you get that for $10 a month. And some Americans might like that. And that's what people at the FCC says could be the upside of this, that there will be competition and they'll meet people who, hey, I don't want everything on the World Wide Web. I just want my two or three things, kind of like a cable package. And everybody else, I don't need it. And they'll get a lower price for that. So there could be an advantage to many consumers. I don't happen to like it overall, because I think that all the content providers should be treated equally by the internet service providers.
Right. That's exactly the problem. I mean, if you're not going to treat them equally, like you're saying, some might get a good deal on some things, and some other places you might get they might stick it to you. You know, I mean the
rude,
ones they can't, you know,
I
mean, it's going to go both ways. I mean, if there's not equality all the way across the board, there's going to be favoritism, deals, and like I said, some people get a better deal on some things, and some people are going to get a lot worse deal on others.
And you're overvaluing Twitter. I read your column 2 days ago off your Twitter link. So, I mean, is that included in your $10? Because that's CBS KMOX's property.
Like I say, I would want everything that's out there, and I'd like to get it at a quick speed. I want all content. I want access to all content, and I want it at a fast speed. And the question is, how much is that going to cost? But it's kind of like cable right now. You know, I don't subscribe to everything. I don't subscribe to Showtime. I don't want it. I don't subscribe to Hulu. Don't want it. I do get, Netflix. That's what I want. So I pay for what I want to see. Unlike in the internet, is completely different now. You know, you get everything out there as opposed to a menu of offerings, and that could change.
And you get a Republican administration, all of a sudden the FCC may throttle MSNBC a little bit more.
It could.
You get a Democrat, well, maybe Fox News isn't quite as fast as you thought it was
four years ago. Who wants that?
I agree.
So when the head of the FCC is a former Verizon executive, and you've got AT&T and all the providers just spending millions of dollars to get net neutrality ended, and they promise us nothing will change. I mean, when has it ever worked that the businesses are totally in control and they're never going to raise? We're going to lower your rates. Don't worry about a thing. Everything's just fine.
It's a problem with those commissions. This should be something debated by your elected representatives.
Right, when so many people don't want it. I mean, when the FCC's website crashed with so many people saying, don't do this, and 3 out of 4 Republicans are saying, don't do this. I guess what the people say doesn't necessarily hold any sway at all.
Another issue is, and it's completely different, and that is that the Wall Street Journal has found that many of those commenting on the FCC site are fraudulent. In other words, the FCC had a comment period, and they found, the Wall Street Journal did, that about 4 out of 5 of the comments were fraudulent. They weren't even generated by the people who said, whose names were attached to them, including the wife of one congressman. So, I mean, that's a huge issue.
It should be, you know, I think the problem we have is we elect elected officials. Instead of blaming them, we elect people that won't compromise. And that one of the thing I like about the guy in Alabama winning as a Democrat is if that guy doesn't learn to compromise quick, he won't be there long. I think that's a terrific thing, to have people that want to compromise. This is a thing that should be debated by your elected representatives that are directly responsible to the people. This shouldn't be these commissions in some office building in Washington. This should be something debated on the well of the Senate.
Okay, while we wait for Michael Calhoun to join us with the latest from the scene of an active shooting in Bellefontaine Neighbors, or I guess it's not active at the moment, but police still trying to sort out exactly what happened and see if there's a suspect in custody, we are going to talk about something a little bit lighter right now. And Roger Brand's just coming back into the studio, and I understand, Roger, that your mother received a Christmas card from her garbage collector, which is really nice.
Yes.
And Chris Myhill says he got one from his mailman. Now, I know in the past I've gotten Christmas cards from the person who delivers my paper, but it also comes with a little envelope for me to give them some cash for Christmas. So do you think that the card that your mom got was just a pitch for you to give money? What do you think?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure it was, or a gift. I mean, it just, I have it here, a picture of it. It just says, "Happy Holidays from your trash man, Jeff." And it's just something he made up, and he delivered it with everybody's trash on his route, I guess. So
it's great.
You know, you've heard in the past about, you know, tipping or giving gifts to your postman and sometimes your trash man. I remember one time I put a 12-pack of Busch out on top of the can at Christmas time, because just before Christmas they had to haul away a bunch of stuff in my house, and I appreciated them helping me out. But don't know, you know, that's new. They're getting a little more entrepreneurial and going after the gifts and whatever they can get.
When I was growing up, we would tip our trash man a bottle of whiskey.
Wow.
Yeah, now we tip him cash.
Okay. Whiskey's gotten a little more expensive these days.
Yeah.
Okay, we were going to go to Michael Calhoun, but again, we're in a breaking news situation up in Bell Fountain Neighbors. Do you tip the trash man? It
yes.
gets confusing
yeah.
this
yes.
time of year.
No, I give him cash.
See, I don't see my trash man because I live in the city and we have dumpsters in the alley. So every once in a while, the truck comes by. I usually don't even see it.
Right. You're not around.
Oh, where? What happened to your microphone?
Oh, there who all do you tip in St. Louis? I'm new to the area. Do you tip the paper guy? Do you
if they're
tip
breathing,
the mailman?
You're tipping them pretty
okay.
much. Yeah.
I don't know how to
they
tip.
Have a pulse.
I don't know how to tip the newspaper delivery man if all he's doing
he's
is driving by and
yeah.
firing the newspaper.
He's never stopping at your house.
That's
and,
hard to do. But yeah, I think any way that I can do it, I'm going to do it. I tip everybody
worried,
around Christmas.
My mom's worried about putting something out that the mailman or the postman won't get it because somebody will just be like
right.
driving. Because like there's pickers that cruise
yeah.
the streets, you know, on days when you put out things to be, you know, heavy or big item pickups
and
stuff.
And what's a good tip?
And what's a good tip? I mean, you put a bottle of whiskey out or a case of beer or something or cash in an envelope, they might not get it. Somebody might drive through and grab that because they know that people are doing it.
Well, I have a different mail carrier often. So if I want to leave a gift for one, how do I know that's the mail carrier is going to come and get it?
Yeah.
All right. We do have Michael Calhoun joining us right now, and he is live on the scene of a shooting in Bell Fountain Neighbors. And thanks for being with us, Michael. What can you tell us?
Well, the number of police still here is very high, and also we've had an ambulance pull away. I don't believe anybody was inside of it, but we have an EMS command vehicle here from BJC as well. The massive police here, North County Police Cooperative, St. Louis County, Riverview, Bell Fountain Neighbors, other departments. I've even seen St. Louis City pulling in and out of this area. And here was Steve Jones, who is an eyewitness to what happened. And first off, let's get a description of how this went down with the initial shooting of two police officers. Again, we understand, as I reported earlier, that they were shot in their vests and that they're conscious and talking. But Steve Jones, what did you see?
Pulled up. There were three officers on the lawn with this man, and they were standing there at first, and then all of a sudden it became a struggle down to the ground to get this guy on the ground, and this guy wiggled away from him. And then I saw pepper spray, and I thought I saw wires from the taser hooked to this guy. And as soon as he got to his feet, he pulled out a gun and started shooting at the officers. And I thought they were all hit because they were all kind of clustered together at that point, and they were still on the ground.
Did you see what kind of gun it was?
No.
Was it a small handgun, or was it like a
handgun? It looked like a handgun to me from where I was at. I was almost directly right across from it. So he was facing this way, you know. So I could see something, but I didn't. It looked like a hand. I mean, it wasn't sticking out real far or anything like that.
Did you see the officers get hit?
All I know is none of them got off the ground when I called 911. They were still on the ground. So at that point, I thought all three of them were hit because they were all clustered together. He was only 15 feet from them. So it's, how could you not miss, you know, with as many shots as he fired? And I thought he fired 7, 8, 9 shots. It may not have been that much. I don't know.
So you first saw a struggle. You saw them talking, then you saw a struggle, then you saw pepper spray, you thought you saw the taser.
Yeah.
and then you saw the suspect fire. Did you see the officers fire back?
They did not fire back.
Yeah, I probably happened too fast.
Well, I seen no shots from them. I seen no shots from them at all. All the shots were coming from this guy's gun. So,
did you see the condition of the officers?
At that point, I was focused on where this man was walking off to and on the phone with 911. I figured they're police. If they're not hit, then, you know, as soon as I got track of this guy here, then I was going to look back and see, you know, if they were moving or what. But I figured I didn't know if they could actually call dispatch, you know, if they were hit. So that's why I figured I would call 911 right then.
It seems like you had a good view of him. Were you worried that he had a good view of you? Did you hit the ground? Did you duck behind something?
I was in the car, and I just stopped and thought, oh, please don't turn this way. Please don't turn this way. And he didn't. He was more concentrating on getting away from them. I mean, there were other cars coming by at that time. I mean, you know, I was just hoping that he wouldn't turn and start shooting in other directions.
All right, that is Michael Calhoun live on the scene in Belle Fountain. Neighbors, there are dozens of squad cars on the scene, and we understand that the officers were wearing bulletproof vests. So we'll get more from Michael after the top of the hour news. KMOX News Time is 8:50.
Thought-provoking conversation. Total Information Overtime on KMOX.
KMOX News Time is 8:53, and we just have a quick final segment here. So let's talk about Star Wars. Sometimes I feel like, you know, I'm on the cutting edge of things and I'm hip to stuff before other people. And other times I just don't get it. People love Star Wars. People look forward to the next Star Wars movie. And of course, I heard Ronnie's in South County is going to be playing the new Star Wars movie every 20 minutes so that you can.
Wow.
There's no way you can miss it if you want to. I think I saw my last Star Wars movie in 1980. Haven't seen one since. Don't plan to go again. And people get mad at me. I'm like, I'm not dissing. I just don't get it. Scott Fawn, yes or no? Star Wars?
I'm a follow of you on social media. I saw you hadn't watched one in forever. I'm going to take your lead. I don't watch them. I'm not going to.
Okay, Roger.
I haven't seen anything. Harry Potter, Star Wars, Fast and Furious. I'm a big car guy. I have not seen any of the sequels, really, except for the first couple of movies in any of those.
The first three, Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, when I was a kid. Then I saw when they started to make the new ones, and the first one had the character Jar Jar Binks in it. It was like,
out.
It was so stupid that I backed out. Now, I've heard they've been incredible since then,
really.
But that kind of turned me off, so I haven't watched since then.
I know a lot of our listeners love them, but
they do, and a lot of my friends do. They're listening right now, like, what are you doing?
In Rogue One, everyone died. It was so grim. I thought, what the heck? I don't need this.
Life's depressing enough already. No, I'm glad people have their diversion. I'm glad they're successful and people are going to the movie theater. I'm just not going to be one of them. But people get angry when you say you're not into Star Wars.
I think they're pretty predictable. Basically, there's always an alien planet they have to invade, and there's an invader, and sometimes they win, sometimes they lose.
And guess what? Stuff blows up.
Yeah, a lot of stuff blows
now,
up.
Now, in fairness, I understand the popularity.
Sure.
It's incredible visuals. I understand that, you know, you can really get lost in the whole world and everything. That's awesome. It's just, for me personally, not. I'm more about plot lines.
I got a friend that once I saw him dress up to watch one. I've kind of distanced myself. It sort of was the friendship.
We've got to go. Charlie Brennan after CBS News at the top.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.